A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Wisdom speaks her own praises. In the midst of her people, she glories in herself. She opens her mouth in the assembly of the Most High. She glories in herself in the presence of the Mighty One. Then the Creator of all things instructed me, and He who created me fixed a place for my tent. He said, "Pitch your tent in Jacob. Make Israel your inheritance. From eternity, in the beginning, He created me, and for eternity I shall remain. I ministered before Him in the holy tabernacle, and thus was I established on Zion. In the beloved city He has given me rest, and in Jerusalem I wield my authority. I have taken root in a privileged people, in the Lord's property, in His inheritance." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
From the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings of heaven in Christ. Before the world was made, He chose us in Christ to be holy and spotless, and to live through love in His presence, determining that we should become His adopted sons, through Jesus Christ, for His own kind purposes, to make us praise the glory of His grace, His free gift to us, the beloved. That will explain why I, having once heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love that you show towards all the saints, have never failed to remember you in my prayers and to thank God for you. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and perception of what is revealed, to bring you to full knowledge of Him. May He enlighten the eyes of your mind so that you can see what hope He holds for you, which rich glories He has promised the saints will inherit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of men, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. The Word was true light that enlightens all men, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to all who believe in the name of him who was born not out of human stock or urge of the flesh or will of man, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
I suppose my father was a bit of a romantic person. Didn't show it much, but on the 31st of December every year, he wanted all of us to hold hands, count down the seconds till midnight, and sing Auld Lang Syne. Even my mother used to shout to the neighbours, and we had an open door policy. But it was also very practical. And when he'd wake up in the morning, it was as if nothing had changed. The calendar had just moved on a day. Both my mother and my father tried valiantly for the sake of others to do give and take. And it was something that maybe my father did grudgingly. My mother was the motivator. But every year I think of with a certain amount of nostalgia about those New Year's Eves that we had together as a family. Both my mother and father were correct in their attitude. Yes, my father was correct about it just being another day. But it was the symbols that my mother used to reflect on. The birthdays, the Easters, the Christmas opening of presents. Those were the very important things in her life. So we come to the end of a year and we listen to what God has to say to us today. It helps us to look back on the events of last year, a bit like my mother used to do. There were good things and there's bad things, things that cause strain and stress, things that caused hurt. The same happened last year with us in many ways. Living in a world of COVID is not easy. But what we do have to look forward to is Jesus' promise, a new life beginning. And that ties in very much with the opening words of today's gospel. just after Jesus has arrived, it says, in the beginning. So we start again, we start anew. The gospel is a bit of a prologue, like a musical. We know what the musical is about, where it's going to go. We know what will happen at Easter and next Christmas, as Father Anthony reminded us. But it's the events that are in between that will be joyful, nostalgic, sometimes hurtful. The one central thing we have is the readings from the gospel. The declaration of our faith every week. The creed as we come to Mass on a Sunday. So now that Jesus has arrived, we have a whole new meaning to our lives once again. Slowly his light comes over us. He is our beacon. He is the one we are to follow. We're all very important to God. God is very important to us as much as we are to him. We can feel happy in ourselves that we are on a new journey, a new year of expectation, of hope, of love. Let's hope that this new year brings us all the things we want and how we can also temper the things we don't want. But may the love of Christ enlighten you all in this new year. And maybe it be a holy and happy year.